This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We have one line for you. And I know you're out there all Christmas shopping. You're all in your cars heading to the malls. No, you're not. You're just online. You're online and Microsoft's trying to get in the middle of your browser and loan you money for your Christmas gifts. How crazy is that?
Man.
That's what they're doing. But we're going to be here. Dennis Halnon is here with me. He's one of the engineers that comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We have figured out the issue of our streaming on WTIC's Facebook page. However, it's not a five-second fix. We have to do an update to the Wi-Fi driver and the laptop, and don't have time to do it and do a show at the same time. So yes, we're still geeks. We can fix things in the studio while we're doing a show, fixing things for you at the same time. Let's go and help you guys out first. We're going to go to Nick in Enfield, who's been on the longest. What's happening, Nick?
Well, good morning.
Morning.
I have two problems. So I was trying to have a meeting using Microsoft Teams, and I wanted to share some documents.
Sure.
And I'm unable to share things that have been saved as PDFs. Do you have any ideas about that?
Microsoft only likes you to share Word documents.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, go figure. I mean, I'm not quite catching that, but yeah.
Hang on.
It's
we're looking it up now.
Electronic things.
Oh, we're looking it up. Oh, you're not alone. Why can't I share my PDFs on Teams?
Yeah, there's a forum question about this.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's like a rash in the internet.
Trying to upload my PDF to TeamShare, yada, yada, yada. A message appears saying that it can't be opened. Ah, oh, Microsoft. You just can't make it up. I mean, I can't even believe I haven't come across this question. Most of our clients use Zoom.
According to what I'm reading, yeah, the recommended way to share a PDF file is to open the file on your computer and then share your window
of what you're seeing.
Right. The window that you've got the PDF open in, share that window with Teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because apparently Teams just does not support sharing the PDF file format.
And I'm even seeing an alert from Adobe beginning October 1st, 2021. Adobe Tool, Acrobat Tools will no longer support the Microsoft Edge. You can share PDFs through Teams channel. You can share it. So your approach is probably going to work, Dennis. And then I can put a link from Adobe talking about how to do it.
Oh.
What a mess, though. It shouldn't be this difficult.
The PowerPoints come up fine. Yes.
But, well, yeah.
if I have something in PDF, it's a mystery.
Oh, no, it's no mystery. It's no mystery. you probably had a feeling yourself that these guys aren't. But, yeah, we can put a link.
They may not be collaborating at Microsoft.
Right. They only collaborate within their own software. And if you're not part of that ecosphere, they're going to, no collaboration for you.
The Adobe article that we're putting up that Eric found does seem to be a viable solution, too, in addition to sharing the document window that I found.
So we can, you can try a few more things here. Nick, this should help you at least get it more shareable than what you've been experiencing using the Adobe instructions.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
My other question is, when I scan documents on the scanner and then send them to myself, on one computer, I open it and the formatting is fine. On the computer, when I open the document, the images are scattered.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the font changes.
Yep.
The formatting is way off. So is there something I should reset on that second computer where the documents are scattered?
Well, you're missing fonts. You're missing portions of the WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. It's not showing
right.
what you see is what you get. So there's obviously fonts you're missing on that other computer. Have you had any quick answers there, Dennis, as to how you might update
that? That's what I was thinking. There's just got to be something not present on that computer that should be.
Like you chose a font that the computer's like, I don't know what this is. Looks Chinese to me. And so maybe update your printer drivers. Is there any? I'm trying to think if there's a global font update you can do.
Are you using the same email client on both, or are you using web to get into it? How are you getting the mail on each computer?
Exact same email.
Right.
Exact same system.
So they're both using Outlook,
let's
say?
The Wi-Fi system.
Oh, Wi-Fi, yes. But he's asking for the mail client. Is it email client? Is it Outlook?
Is it Outlook? Is it Thunderbird? Or are you looking at the email in the web browser?
It's Outlook.
It's Outlook.
Okay, on both computers.
Same version?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so
I would say, there's got to be something missing on the other computer that is just not available to Outlook when it's trying to show you the file or
the
email.
Okay.
It's a PDF attachment again, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Exact same document.
Right.
I have it sent to my email address. When I open it on one, it's fine. When I open it on the other computer, it's scattered.
Huh. Choose a different font. Maybe you're using something really obscure. I don't know why, but
it's like
well, it's being scanned. So I wonder. I wonder if the scanner is actually performing OCR, and then it's imprinting the detected text.
Yeah, you're right.
Over the top of the scanned document, and it's showing differently on two different computers.
You're right, because why would it? It's a picture of the file. It wouldn't produce.
Right. So, with the what kind of a scanner and scanning software are you using?
Oh God! It's a Canon. It's a big office type Canon copier.
Okay.
So
I can't answer the second question.
That's okay.
That's all right.
So we think you're maybe OCRing. You're actually scanning the image and reading it and producing a different type of document than a picture of the document. So what about your readers? Are the Adobe readers the same on both? Same version?
Yes.
You swear?
No.
Everyone yeses IT guys to death. Oh, yeah, it's the same. Oh, but no. Double check your reader. Download the latest reader on that machine from Adobe.
I'll check the Adobe. Okay.
Yeah. Because to Dennis's point, if it's doing a weird OCR type of thing and giving you a red document versus a picture of the document, I'm picturing a picture of the PDF, right? It's an image produced. If a PDF is a PDF, is a PDF. So if I think your reader is not the right version. I'm going with that. I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
All right. Let us know.
Thank you very much.
You're
welcome.
Happy
holidays.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adobe. I think it's that. I think it's two different versions. Well,
yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. What else? Do you think of something else while you were doing some research?
Well, I'm just thinking that you're going to have that OCR overlay.
Hmm.
And the problem with that is even if he can get the document to display correctly on both his computers, mm-hmm. if he sends that to somebody else, maybe their computer isn't set up right.
Right.
And I was looking for a way to turn off the automatic text recognition within the copier.
Within a can of copier, you're doing
yeah,
that?
You can do that.
That's awesome. Then, of course, the next person's going to come in and not
I haven't
have it
found clear instructions on how to do that. So,
all right. Well, I think it's his reader. We're going to step out for a quick break. We got two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Bob, hang on. Actually, a couple Bobs. Both you Bobs, hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11, and then Dr. Leslie will be in. And I got a call from Nance, who she was the listener who was going to give us her password. She said it worked, but we told her worked. So she was able to get into her firewall and make her changes. And good to hear, Nance. We're glad we could help you. And don't give anybody your password. See?
Yeah.
That's the problem. Everyone's so trusting out there. Email goes out. And
we joke around about it, but I guess
we joke around about it to make
take
the point.
It seriously, yeah. Right.
People are too trusting. Can't be so trusting these days, especially with computers. Let's go. Also, we posted a few things for the last caller on that PDF issue he was having. Dennis found something
with
Canon.
I found an article that describes how to change settings on one particular model of copier by Canon,
mm-hmm.
but there will be a similar setting. And what he needs to do is save to PDF format rather than PDF searchable.
Ah, and
it's
that might
the
be the
searchable
point.
Feature that's adding that OCR text, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
That might be causing this.
Very good. All sorts of options. Let's go to one of the Bobs. Let's go to the first Bob in Southington, my hometown. What's going on, Bob?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Hey, we have an internet package with the phone, TV, from our beloved Cox Cable,
mm-hmm.
and they just raised their rates again another $30 to $40 a month.
That's a big jump.
Ouch.
Yeah, yeah.
That's almost like that's like four gallons of gas.
Exactly. So I'm looking at the possibility of streaming, and I asked Cox what would it cost just for internet, and they quoted $120 a month, which
oof.
Is,
oh,
couldn't believe that.
Yeah, but what level service is that? Is that like 100?
It's around 100.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So what you want to do is check out GoNetSpeed. Have you checked them out yet?
They are in the area, but they are not part of our condo complex, unfortunately.
Oh.
Come on, GoNetSpeed. You guys got to get to the condos, too.
I know.
All right.
So I checked with Frontier, who is part of the condo complex here.
Yep.
And they're only offering like 18 megs.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to stream with that.
I didn't think so. I would think I'd have to be up around 100 again for a couple
100
of TVs
is probably excessive, but 50 or 60 would be good enough.
Yeah.
50. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're kind of stuck right now paying those fees to Cox. I think they know it, too. That's
sure.
why they're charging so much.
Yeah, yeah.
But and then make a call to GoNetSpeed and help tell them, hey, or talk to the condo association to see if they can get it connected. I mean, get on the board.
Yeah, they're right next door to us on the street. They just haven't come in yet. So that
are you serious?
That's painful.
Yeah. I can run a temporary line, I guess.
How many units? How many units, Bob?
We will have up to 99 units here. By the time.
There's money in that. They should go
it.
For that.
Yeah, you give them a ring, tell them we sent you. Let's see if they can get you connected. If they're right there, I don't know why they wouldn't.
Okay, yeah, I will do that. The one quick question, an additional question for you.
Sure.
I've heard you mention that there's a way of eliminating what we call the cable home phone.
Yeah.
So I was wondering what your latest recommendation was for equipment to do that once I get on the internet.
Well, you could just use your cell phone and just eliminate it altogether, right? Just say no number, no more home number. That's what we did at our house.
Oh, okay.
Because we weren't even listening to the machine anymore, and so we just turned it off. Or you could pay for something called UMA. Where you'll pay for the War of 1812 taxes and all that kind of stuff on the line. That'll be it. It's basically just taxes you pay for.
Okay.
But I tell you, just get rid of the line altogether.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. You've been really helpful, and I really love listening to your show.
Well, thanks for being there, Bob.
Yep. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 99 customers in the condo complex.
Wow.
And it's right there.
And all they got to do is cable that once.
Right. And let it go.
Ugh.
Come on, guys. Get out there. Go NetSpeed. Don't let $120 is too much for internet. GoNetSpeed is $50
and
no additional costs. That's it. $50 or 150 megabits up and down.
Right.
$50.
Up and down.
Yes.
Woo.
All right. Let's move on to Bob in Berlin. What's going on, Bob?
Hi. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have an Apple i6, and just now I'm starting to get messages about iCloud, which I don't know anything about, and I think they're asking me to hook up with them somehow. Should I go ahead with that?
That's an excellent question.
So all I do with the phone is mostly just text and use it as a phone.
But right. So yeah,
I'm an older fella, and okay. I'm not too technical savvy.
Yeah, they want to know if you want them to back up your phone in their cloud. Most likely is what they're asking you.
Right.
And it can be handy. Like, we had a caller trying to figure out how to migrate data from one old Android to another, and we suggested using the backup to do it. Right? So if you ever have to go from an old iPhone to a different iPhone, this would be a possibility, a way to save your pictures, whatever you want to hang on to from your phone. But if you're not really using it for anything, then who cares? Then don't bother connecting it.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much, fellas. Have a good day.
You're welcome, Bob.
Bye.
Bye. Now, one of the other things I read recently was Apple and those folks from the FBI talks to them quite often to get, you know, information off the iCloud, and literally gives the encryption key when asked now. So I can put some links up there to that, because it used to be very controversial. Where, remember that, what was it? It was some sort of a terrorist down in California that was doing something, and Apple was saying, nope, sorry, we can't get in these phones. They're completely locked. Can't help you out at all. Nothing. Now, it looks like that's changed quite a bit.
Yes. As a matter of fact, FBI has, they even have distributed a document.
Oh, you're talking about the same article I'm kind of referencing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're good.
They've distributed a document to their own personnel that tell them the extent of the data that they can get from these different messaging services.
Oh, the messaging
services.
And
how frequently they can get in. And WhatsApp. They can monitor almost in real time.
Wow.
No more than 15 minutes later.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they can, again, if you're not talking about anything wrong, you're fine, right? But then again, when a conversation is digitally out there. Now, then I thought that when I was reading this article, I'm like, geez, so we're going to be on, we're quote unquote in the media here now talking about it.
Right.
Is it that this is, the FBI knows that this is public information. So are they? Is this one of those things where they're going to move? People are going to be like hearing this and say, you know what? I'm not sure I want the FBI reading all my WhatsApp texts. Now, right. What app do I use? The problem is the apps that you might use are like third party Russian crazy, all sorts of nutty things that who knows what they're going to be doing.
Yeah,
with the
some of the alternatives are that, but this document shows you shows FBI personnel the limitations of some of them, and some of them are very limited as to what the FBI can get.
So not that you're doing anything
wrong. It runs the gamut from here, have it.
Right.
Here, have it almost in real time, guys.
Right.
Here, have fun. Or, you know,
right. And
sorry,
again,
we need a warrant, and we can only get certain things.
Right.
We can't get content.
And we're not against the FBI at all.
No.
Don't get us wrong. We appreciate what they do. But we'll put this information out there, because a lot of folks think your conversations are private. Whatever they might be, and they should be private, right? This is the whole idea of America. you know, imagine if the founding fathers used WhatsApp to organize a revolution. Guess what? We'd be English.
Probably.
We'd be part of the British. Because they would be like, huh, what is this Jefferson guy doing? What's he doing? What's Franklin thinking about? Huh? What are they going to get together? Wait a minute. One if by water, two if by what? See, what was it? One if by land, two if by sea?
Yeah.
Or vice versa?
That's right.
Wait a minute. That's their little signals? So, I mean, obviously, what you're putting out on WhatsApp is none of the FBI's business.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing something wrong, which then it is their business. But we'll put this out there for you to check out and just see what's going on. The more you're digitally connected, the more you're connected.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Like Jimmy Carter always said, pencil and paper. That's his method of security. Goes to the Postal Service, they steam open the letter and they read it, put it back in. No, just kidding. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. We are trying to broadcast over at Facebook on WTIC's Facebook page. We're doing it cellularly, so it's not a good broadcast, but it'll be fixed next week. And we'll be right back. Back. This is Gary Hoey, ho ho hoey, it is the season. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock, then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So three lines open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com by Mike G, who's working very hard. I used to say feverishly, but that's kind of out of, can't say feverishly these days.
He works really hard.
He works really hard.
He does.
It's all, you know, COVID related these days. So let's get to your calls. Mark in Bristol, let's get on the line. What's going on?
Working great.
Can we help you, Mark? No, he's listening.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
I don't know why, but you're not very loud today. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Okay. I'll do my best.
Sure.
I have the standard Comcast and Xfinity call where the modems are failing your cell phone's modem. And I've been through two now. The second modem was only 3 months old, and it started having issues, hang-ups. The TV video was behind the audio, constant disconnects. So I struck a deal with Comcast that I can rent their modem for a month and see if that's the problem. My modem is the problem, and then, you know, to have it taken off my bill if we find out that it is my modem, and I'll either buy another one or continue renting theirs.
Okay.
The problem is with their modem, I've kind of determined the TV's got a bad video card, and I've ruled that out of the equation. But the problem is that my home automation system that works from my cell phone to control my lights, plugs, etc., it takes 30 seconds for each of them to do anything with Comcast modem router. So I can't keep it. It's useless.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and buy another Netgear AC1750.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only option I seem to have. But the reason for this call is you've had a lot of callers. I think I remember at least four where their Aeris surfboards just mysteriously went bad with Comcast. So I guess I'm calling to voice a possible conspiracy theory that Comcast somehow is damaging the modems, because my AC1750 was only 3 months old, and it's been damaged.
Hmm.
So it's more of a statement than a question.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing anything. They're not doing anything on purpose. I mean, the cable companies are evil enough. They want you to be connected and consume their media. So
that's true.
And
they don't make money when you're not connected. Yeah. They don't.
And they want to sell your information to what you're looking at and what you're surfing. So they're very interested in keeping you connected. I would think you have a power issue. You could have a problem with the cable service somehow having a voltage on the actual line that could be shorting things out inadvertently.
That's possible.
That, you know, I've seen that, especially since these cables are they underground?
No, it's just a single coax from the telephone pole through the wall, not even to another connector.
Okay.
Right through the modem.
All right. So I think it's probably not, they're not doing anything on purpose. You know, put a good surge protector, you know, for power issues you could be having on the modem as well. That could be just issues in your own home where you're having just damaging it through power surges. So maybe protect it with a power device, but they would not do any kind of conspiracy to damage your modem. There's nothing in that for them.
Yeah, they
we haven't seen it.
They can't profit from that.
No. We have tons of customers that use Comcast.
I would agree with that statement, except that even if my service doesn't work at all, the bill still arrives in the mailbox.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not connected, you can ask them for a refund for some of that.
Oh,
and they have to do it.
Yeah, that's in some of the agreement with me renting this modem for a month.
Mm-hmm.
But their modem doesn't. I've given up. I'm going to rent it for $15 a month, but it doesn't work. It's I don't know the brand, but it does not work with my home automation system, and that's all over Wi-Fi. And I don't think there's much adjustments in Wi-Fi.
So Mark, so this is a all-in-one modem device.
That they gave me, yes, and the two that I had were all in one, yes.
Okay, so that's part. Let's stop doing that. So what I would tell you to consider is buying a separate modem that's Comcast compatible and a separate router firewall device, whether it be a Linksys or a Netgear, whatever brand you want. So you have two devices. One is delivering the Wi-Fi to your devices in your home. The other is getting the internet from Comcast, which is the modem itself.
Okay.
And that way you can separate these problems and probably solve your issues.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's certainly an option, but my quandary is that they can get ahead of everything by putting a diagnostic device on the input coax to my house, and they keep telling me there's absolutely nothing wrong with the signal. However, that's just like a millisecond or a microsecond in time that they're looking at the data. And as these dropouts occur maybe every 30 minutes, every 40 minutes, and the other lags and things like that when it's happening. So I can't. It boils down to I can't get a tech that's not tier one to come out that really actually knows electronics.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for a manager, and they said, oh, no, you can't have a manager tech come out until you have three issues where techs come out and they can't fix it.
All right. So
that's
here,
ridiculous it is.
That is. So you're in Bristol. Go NetSpeed is in Bristol. Have you checked out to see if they're coming near you?
That's my next call.
Mark, if they are, just
yeah,
end the madness
your,
and go
your
fiber.
Solution.
Yep. So I think they are. I've seen the trucks. So I think that's going to be my next call. And that's probably going to take care of it. Because I've had this problem with Comcast, and I had to go to Frontier, and I'm back to Comcast.
Wow.
But the problem came with going back to Comcast,
so
and they put a brand new wire up as well.
I'll tell you right now, Mark, if you have dropping issues and all kinds of problems with the fiber service, then it's not the internet service. It's your internal networking devices, your wireless access points, your router, whatever it is the issue. Because if fiber gives you these same problems, it's not the internet connection. It's something in your system.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
All right.
If I get a new service in.
Yep, good. And if you get a new service in, I promise you're going to love it. And I'm jealous. I can't get it in.
Well, don't be jealous because it's probably a promotional rate the first year. The second year, it's probably
going
to go to
$100. They don't do that
game. They don't do it. Guaranteed life.
Really? That's partly why we're so high on them.
Yeah, guaranteed for life. It's the if you get 150 up and down for $50, no additional taxes, no fees, no overages, guaranteed for life.
I hate to cut it short on you, but I got to hang up and call them.
Go for it. go, Mark. Tell them we sent you.
Thanks for your help, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Yeah, just having another option is so refreshing. I mean, why try to fight with the cable companies? I mean, they've had our money for so long.
Yeah.
They've charged us so much for so long, for so little. They had their chance. They really could have. You know, the old line is pigs go to slaughter. And, you know, I hope Go NetSpeed's eating their lunch. Because they don't even give a crap about their customers. Let's quickly go to Bill in North Carolina. What's happening, Bill?
This is kind of a silly question here.
Okay. We like silly questions.
And we have this thing. I heard on your computer talk show a couple of weeks ago about you had some channels that you can get on streaming thing like distance network stations on your streaming service. Is it similar to like the way it was on satellite years ago?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean. What do you mean?
Because I remember you had a caller that mentioned he was able to get a Connecticut station in Florida.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So basically what's happened only on occasion is the device you're taking with you thinks it's still in Connecticut when it's not.
Yeah.
So it's geofenced though. It will, the service eventually will say, hey, wait a minute, this guy's in Florida. I got to be giving him Florida stations rather than Connecticut stations.
Right.
So I don't know of a way to defeat it other than playing with VPNs. Like if you had a friend in Connecticut that would let you VPN into their system and then stream through their computer, then you would be able to beat it, right? Because then the streaming thing would think, hey, I'm still in Connecticut.
Right.
But it was just a lucky thing. It happens occasionally. It seems to work for a short period of time while you're down there, but after a while it wises up and says, hey, you should be watching the Florida stations.
On the streaming service, when we listen to TIC, we get the ads for the local ads here.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the thing. It used to be satellite used to get anywhere over the country on before internet was popular.
Right. This is the beauty of streaming podcasts. Like our service, our show, when you listen in North Carolina, you can have somebody selling barbecue right down the street on our program.
Right.
And that's the beauty of this technology, which is kind of great. You don't want to get an ad from us. We can't help you down there.
Right.
Right.
So that's the great thing.
Yeah. It used to be like when similar thing. Cable doesn't run through our area, so we can't get a good streaming service. We have higher speed, but no dial-up at least.
Okay. What do you have for service down there?
We have this thing called, I can't think of the name of the thing. I think it's Skyrunner is the name of the communications.
Mm-hmm. Is satellite, though, you're saying?
Well, it's from a tower that we get it from.
Oh, weird. So it's regional.
Yep.
And,
of course, for TV is a different story. We have Dish.
Oh, boy.
Cable isn't run through our area because of the not enough houses. It's not like it is in Connecticut.
Yeah. Well, we're up here. It's highly dense here in Connecticut, and all we have is one or two cable services, so we're not much better.
There are towns in Connecticut that took a long time to get cabled.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. True.
Have you tried T-Mobile? Can you do the T-Mobile cellular service down there?
I haven't done that here, but cellular can work on the certain things. Like, I don't have a phone personally like I did, but it was a Net 10.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the things.
Okay. Well, good luck. Hopefully you get more service options down there for you, Bill.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bill in North Carolina. We're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines wide open before the top of the hour. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and Dr. Lessie's in at 11. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we were just talking to a caller from North Carolina who was talking about a service that he's using called Skyrunner.
Yes.
And we looked it up a little bit, and we found, man, the poor guy, I mean, he could probably watch half a show or something for about 20 minutes with that service.
Yeah, it's it has three tiers of service.
Mm-hmm.
They're all based on 5 megabit download, 10 megabit download, or 25.
Yep.
And they have different pricing for each of those tiers based on total data that you get. At the top level, 25 down, that will support, real high-def streaming, you can get 150 gigabytes of data a month for $85.
Right. 100.
And that's only 150 gigabytes, and that isn't going to be a lot.
No, that's like half a show.
They do have an unlimited plan for that.
What's that?
$135 a month.
$135 for 25 down.
For 25 down and 5 up.
And is it throttled, you think, on the unlimited? Because sometimes unlimited means throttled. But who knows?
It doesn't say. And it has a list of the region that they cover. It's southwestern North Carolina and a couple of counties in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Or southwestern North Carolina and then a couple counties in South Carolina. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Cool. Well, I just wanted to find more information. But we're kind of lucky up here in Connecticut where they only start charging you only if you have Cox service after a couple of terabytes of data is used. Whereas if it's Comcast, the attorney general will stop them from charging you for overage, if you recall that. They let Cox people get nailed, but Comcast, he said no. He puts his foot down. That bothered me. I don't know why Cox had to keep people have to keep paying for it. Let's go to Mark in Cromwell. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just was out like about a month ago looking to buy a backup drive for my daughter's computer.
Good.
And I noticed on hanging in the racks was SSD external, or they said internal drives on them. So I'm just curious about that product. Is it better than the usual?
So it is better. It's faster, but it's unnecessary for a backup.
Yeah, for a backup drive, I don't see the advantage.
Unless you really want to get her a nice backup.
Yeah, well, they seem to be priced pretty similar.
Oh, good. Okay. But, how many terabytes of storage?
One of them had like 500 gig. The other was a terabyte.
Yeah. So terabytes where you want to go, especially for pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if it's 500 megs, that's too small these days.
Uh-huh.
So I would say to go for a 2 terabyte or bigger.
Okay.
Because how old's your daughter?
She's 28.
Oh, so she'll have a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so okay. 1 terabyte, she's going to be like, thanks, Dad.
okay.
It's real fast, though. So it's kind of like driving around in a Miata. You need something a little bigger, and you need more of a Tahoe of a backup. So look at like a 6 terabyte drive for something like that.
And then
mirrored. Maybe a NAS box for her, a NAS device.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know what a NAS is?
No, I don't know what that is.
Network attached storage. So you can, it's a box that'll sit by itself. It'll have a 6 terabyte drive that'll be mirrored with a second 6 terabyte drive. And now you're talking. Now you're talking a good extensive backup system that will set you back $800 or so, but wow. She'll thank you.
Okay.
Somewhere in between.
No real advantage, just the speed.
The speed is great, but for a backup, who cares? You don't need something to be fast on the backup.
Yeah, but I had one that was a regular, you know, with a drive in it that ended up cutting out on me.
I didn't promise any different.
No promises any other way.
Now, anything can cut out on you. That's the name of computers. And actually, they're made more crappily these days, so they cut out faster.
Okay.
So don't ever think that a solid state can't crap out on you. The thing about solid states is that the more reads and writes they do, they have a limited life. Whereas the spinny drive seems to have a longer read-write life,
right?
But it is mechanical.
The other thing is, with a spinny drive, you can get much more capacity for backups than with SSD.
Right.
And that gives you more iterations of backups. So she could go back to like June of this year and get that version of some file and restore that. And it's just more granular. Because you'll have all of that space available to store all of those iterations of the files.
Okay. All right. That's very helpful. I thank you.
You're welcome, Mark. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You need large capacities.
I'm not sure I would.
And just an external 1 terabyte or 0.5 terabyte is not enough these days. So we've got 4 lines wide open. Do you want to bring up anything technically speaking there, Dennis?
Last week, I believe we talked about a company that Apple sued.
Yeah.
Because their software was essentially cracking iPhones and sucking data out of them.
Yep.
Well, it turns out, according to Reuters, some U.S. State Department employees' phones had been hacked by this product.
Apple devices? No.
Yeah.
Why, really?
Yeah. They had a bunch of phones, and they're trying to figure out exactly who was doing it, but
This is the same Israeli company.
It's the Israeli company's software that was used. Yes. Same company.
Yeah.
And, they're selling their software to...
Who knows who?
Who knows who? And they're just invading stuff all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yep. Come on, everyone thought Apple was impregnable. Again, they used to use that the whole thing about that terrorist. We can't get into it. And now it's like there's a tool that you can get into it without even knowing you're into it. And I mean, we said this was going to happen. And it's of course it's going to happen. I'm sure it's happening to Androids as well, because I think the same tool can be used for Androids. Am I not wrong on that?
I don't know. The most of the literature that I've read read on it has talked about Apple phones.
Gotcha.
Now,
what was it called again?
The company is NSO.
NSO.
And the program is called Pegasus.
Okay.
And again, I've only seen it mentioned in conjunction with iOS devices, not Android.
Right.
But I don't see why they wouldn't be doing the same thing with Android if it were possible. And I don't see why it wouldn't be possible.
I don't either.
it's got to be in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a long way to go to get secure technology, obviously. But it is what it is. So the information's out there. So now we know even State Department officials were impacted. They were using it to go after journalists. They were using it to go after people who were
dissidents
of different governments. So, It's quite a tool if you're trying to figure out who doesn't like you.
And their defense is, well, we sell it to law enforcement agencies.
Sure.
And, okay, great.
Right.
You sell it to somebody that goes and gets a warrant.
Right.
And everything is on the up and up, and, you know, there's a judge that signed off on this.
Didn't Pablo Escobar create a phone? His son create his own secure phone for his crime syndicate?
Yeah.
Right? I think it was gold-plated or something like that. He marketed it to the bad guys.
But anyway, it's great that it can be used for bona fide investigations that are legally permissible.
Yeah.
But this company is clearly selling it to just anybody that'll pay the price.
That's not good. We'll put the link up here for you as well. Thank you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. I want to thank Justin for producing. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live while we're talking about it. And thank you guys is the key here, because without you guys calling us in, Dennis and I are talking about our kids and our cats. Stick around for Dr. Lessie. He's up next.
Don't forget, we want you to become geeks too.
We'll see you next week.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.